Plastic is back with another promotion, and Amex has rolled out a redesigned gold card, which you can now refer your friends for, even if you don't have it. All this and more on today's Mileonomics podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Mileonomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the Mileonomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on the following discussion. We'll do a quick read of the news here, and we'll go into deeper discussion of this in the extended version of the podcast. So the first item we want to discuss this week is that plastic has introduced a fee-free dollar promotion for the month of October. Now, the way this one works is you make payments on any MasterCard for the month of October, which we have about half of the month remaining. And for every dollar of payments that you make, you get an equal amount in fee-free dollars that you can make on any credit card or gift card in the month of November or any point that thereafter. So it's an interesting promotion that we'll discuss much further and how to maximize it. We discussed this on the blog, but we'll go into much more detail in the extended version of the podcast.
Next up, the American Express Preferred Rewards Gold Card is now the American Express Gold Card. This card is available now in rose gold, and that's not the only discussion about the card. The earning structure has totally changed. There's now a 4x earning in grocery stores and in restaurants. We covered this on the blog, but we're going to go into a little bit more detail and specifically get into some of the ways that we can pull as much value out of this card as possible to try to offset the annual fee, which has gone up to $250.
Yeah, and you can now refer friends for Amex cards you don't have, including this card. So if you have an American Express membership rewards earning card or a cashback card, you can pretty much refer friends for any card in the Amex portfolio. And this is huge because you can refer a spouse and get not only that sign-up bonus, but the referral bonus for that card, even for cards that you don't have. So in two-player mode, you can refer your spouse. Your spouse can in turn refer you, and you can really maximize the value of American Express sign-up bonuses, which have been very generous lately.
And if you think we're going to go right from American Express to Chase, we're not. We're going to go to Happy Cards. These are those cards that you've read about everywhere, the Happy Dad, the Happy Lady, very restricted cards. I know that Robert and I are both playing around with them, tinkering with them. The opportunity to do so right now is pretty lucrative, so we'll get into some of what we've found with them and what we like and what we don't like on those happy cards, whether they're happy or not happy.
Alaska Airlines is out with a 40,000 point sign-up bonus. That card has crept up over the years from 25,000 points to 30,000 points, 40,000 points now. Bank of America has gotten more restricted in the number of times you can sign up for the card. Bonus is up to 40,000, but there's geographic restrictions on how to apply for the card. It doesn't come up for everybody. Seems to be targeting only West Coasters. So we'll talk about some strategies to get that offer to come up for you so you can maximize your return on that sign-up bonus. Well, thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth look at this week's news and our topic of the week, which is the rose gold plated plastic, visit us at patreon.com/mileonomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content where we speak freely about how to maximize deals like the ones we discussed today. Until then, we'll look forward to seeing you on the site.